ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'inir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program A Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. And we are talking about the supplications of Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, which are found in the book As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah. We are up to verse number 1, where the Imam talks about patience and he wants more of it. We are in the month of patience, the month of Ramadan, where we are put to the test, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in a struggle, a jihad, for oneself. And through the ayat of the Quran and through the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, we can see there's an extremely strong link between fasting and between sabr, patience. In fact, the hadith says sabr is half of fasting, because without it you won't be able to fast. Another thing that when it comes to fasting and patience and sabr is the fact that it gives a person a sense of akhlaq, a sense of morality, a sense of ethics. It gives a person a sense of moving forward. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says not just that, but even the concept of patience itself is rewarding. So imagine this, you're fasting, you are getting rewarded for your fast. And while fasting, you are patient, you get rewards for your patience. Now, the reward has doubled. Allah says in the Quran, "Wasbir, وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ." Be patient. And your patience, in fact, is for Allah. And then Allah says, "وَلِمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ أَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ." If those who are patient, those who forgive, this is the best of actions. So you see, it's all back related to our akhlaq and ethics. Stay with us. We will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We said patience during the month of Ramadan, it increases our akhlaq, our ethics, our morality, and in fact, our reward. Allah says in the Quran, "Wabashshir as-sabirin," and give glad tidings to the believers, to those who are patient. Now, you are fasting, you're hungry, you're thirsty, you can't wait for the iftar to come so you can eat and drink again, but you are patient. And you said, "Oh Allah, I am waiting, I'm doing what you asked me to do. I'm going to fast, I'm going to persevere, I'm not going to commit haram." So all these things are in fact sabr, patience, and you are. Allah says to you, "Bashir sabreen," my servants, give them the glad tidings. I am giving you the glad tidings of Allah. Allah says to you, "I will reward you." So be patient. The hadith says from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرُهُ اللَّهُ. He who puts himself in the state and the act of patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in fact give him patience. Sometimes we say, fake it until you make it, right? Now in the month of Ramadan, you say to yourself, I can't do it, I can't. Especially for those who have bad habits like smoking and things they are used to during the day. Now they can't smoke. And they say, well, I can't, you know, wait. I need to have that nicotine, you know, hit. And we say to them, try to learn to be patient. Teach yourself to be patient. At least fool yourself to be patient. If you do, Allah will indeed, in return, makes you patient. And that he says, وَمَا أَعْطَى أَحَدٍ أَطَاءً أَعْظَمْ وَلَا أَوْسَعْ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. And no one has been given anything more beneficial, more great than patience itself. So this month, the month of Ramadan, and the fasting, the siyam, is a training for me and you to be patient, to exercise patience. So if I am patient and I am going with the flow, avoiding the muharramat, doing the wajibat, persevering the pain of hunger and thirst and weakness, then that is me exercising patience and me trying to develop it. If I do so, and if you do so, we train ourselves, Allah will give us this great gift, which is patience. Stay with us. We will come back right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are talking about patience and the month of Ramadan. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He puts me and you through the university of the month of Ramadan, He expects me and you to learn something. I mean, if I and you go to school or university, we have to come with a certificate that says he passed, which means we studied, we've learned. If I go to university and come back empty-handed, then I have just wasted my time. If the month of Ramadan comes, and me and you, we come to the day of Eid, and then we haven't not learned anything, then surely we've just wasted an entire month and we have not learned anything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us many lessons in the month of Ramadan, and especially when it comes to patience. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches me to control my eating and drinking habits, which sometimes, if not all the times, I speak for myself here, I can't control myself when it comes to food. I eat everything until my stomach says I can't take no more, which means I have no patience on hunger, right, during normal days. In the month of Ramadan, Allah says, I want to teach you to be patient when it comes to your food. I want to teach you when it comes to your shahawat, your desires, right? I have so many of them, but I can't leave them. I can't abandon them. I can't even, bring them down. Tone the desires down. Allah says, in the month of Ramadan, I will teach you, I will give you the ability to do so. And the one who is patient, the one who controls, the one who, for example, when he faces many difficulties during the month of Ramadan, because sometimes people, they are fasting, so they get cranky and they get angry and they start, you know, throwing things at you and fighting with you. But you exercise patience, you exercise maintaining your akhlaq, you control your anger, you reply to them with that which is beautiful. And, you know, you become good, generally speaking. Why? Because you are patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have succeeded. You know, like the story of Habil and Qabil, when Qabil said to his brother, I will kill you. Allah says in the Quran, لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدِكَ لَتَقْتُلَنِي. If you try to raise your hand to kill me, مَا أَنَا بِبَسَطْتَ يَدِي إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. I will not raise my hand to kill you. So the akhlaq of one bad was faced with the akhlaq of another good. Me and you, we need to exercise that, and especially by having lots of patience. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد.